Good morning, and thank you for joining us today as we commit to supporting your life journey as you build your new spiritual consciousness in knowing the truth of your being. Your commitment to this journey empowers you to become your infinite self. Let us begin this morning with a prescription for spiritual alignment. We are aligned with the presence of God within. We are protected by God's love, wisdom, knowledge, and grace. The God consciousness within helps us discover more about who we are. Thank you, God, for the gift of spiritual intuition. Thank you, God, for aligning our conscious, subconscious, and superconscious minds. Amen. Now, in today's video, Jane takes us on a journey to moving beyond the evolutionary process, to moving within, to know our whole self in the infinite. Let's watch and listen.
There. Many of you have emailed me about involution of consciousness. So I'm going to address that right now. You see, when you come into your incarnation, if you have had a desire and you have been doing a lot of, say, spiritual work your last life, and you've consciously made a effort to evolve in consciousness. Your soul knows that it's the soul evolving. I call that soul a soul evolutionist because now it understands it's a soul evolving. Before, it just simply came into body, did its thing, passed over, went through the process of looking at its life, planning its next life, and the opportunities it may or may not have in the future, according to their karma and their life plan that they just moved out of, left the body of. Okay, now, as you know, last week I talked about the soul that was now interested in going within. Now, I am going to just pretend with you that that soul has made the decision to be a woman, learn more about the nurturing aspect of God, and that it wants to go within. It comes into embodiment. It grows through the infant stage, of course, the many stages that one goes through. And let us say that it's now 22 years old. And there's something in that soul that says, I need to go within. I need to meditate. I need something about my life. I know that I have a destiny. I'm not sure what it is, but I know I had one. And I have one. And it consciously, get the word, consciously says, I am going within. I am going to find my God self or whatever they call it, because we'll say that you are just evolving and you understand this, and you start to say, I want to go within. I want to know more about who I really am. This world does not make me happy any longer. I'm very interested in this next possibility for the development of my soul. So now you're 22 years old and you're meditating and you are thinking about wanting to find yourself. There's a lot of things on the internet, perhaps. There's a lot of things now being written about reincarnation, being talked about in the movies, in all the things that are going on in the world. a lot more information out there than was when you were in your last life. And it's very like it's going bing, 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 bing to you. Every time you see a movie or every time you read an article, it's like bing, 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 bing. It's like it's waking you up, waking you up. And you suddenly know you have to go within. And you make a conscious decision in this life that you're in to do that. Because you know that there's something out there that you need to do. Now, I'm talking to 90% of the people that would be listening to me in the first place. Because they've already made that conscious commitment to their soul before they came into body now. Yes, absolutely. You wouldn't be listening to this. You would be saying, "Who cares? This lady is crazy." Talking about after you die and how you make a life plan and to meditate and to be observer. Woo, 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 woo. That's a bunch of woo, woo stuff. I will only be attracting those souls that are ready to be in that process of involution. So you see my little picture here, and this little picture is about going within. And there's many steps to opening that door to completion in your human evolution. But now you've made the decision to go within. So here you come walking down the road, boop, boop, pleep, boop, boop, boop. And you start to think, oh my God, I just saw a video and they're talking about involution. It speaks to me. I gotta look it up. I gotta find out what it means. Because for some reason, that means something to me. I don't know what it is, but it means something. So you Google on the internet and up comes information about this process. So now you are more comfortable because now you've made a conscious decision to go within, evolve inward, to become free of the humanhood. Out of the opposites. So now you're 22 years old and you start to meditate and you are serious about your journey and you look for other people that are on the same journey you are. And my goodness, it's the year 2050. And there's lots and lots of people that are interested in this subject. And lots of people talking about reincarnation. There's all kinds of information on the internet and all some of the things that I don't even know how to talk about that are coming into existence in 2050. So, this information coming into your consciousness, you say, whoa! That makes sense to me, and I don't know why it does. I feel like I've been in a class before. Now I want to talk to you about classes before you come in body. Because I think that's important for you to know. Because a lot of times when we have a desire to go within a lifetime, that you go to a special class that prepares you to look for the signposts and the information that's going to take you within. And that's why last week when I was talking about that soul that is coming into incarnation, I said, needs to make a decision on if this is what he wants to do or not. Now I'm talking to the one that's already made the decision, and now I'm talking to the one that was thinking about it but hadn't been sure, but did indeed make the decision, obviously, because here he is, 22 years old, and here she is. But once that soul made the decision, it immediately went into a special class to help them to recognize the teacher, the information, the words that would associate with going within. I am a sinner for enlightenment. You're taught all about that before you ever go into body. I'm sure that they taught me all about that before I ever went in body. I just all of a sudden got it. Oh, I have to start the Center for Enlightenment in 1999. And it became my foundation for teaching. But that was something my soul wanted to do and got, I want to say programmed, but not exactly programmed, because I still had a lot of free will to make the choices I made. But it's brought me to sitting here with you talking about the process of going within. So with every decision you make, you make it from the knowledge you have, also with the information that you got in the class before you came into body. It's a special class for those that want to grow spiritually, because that takes a particular kind of soul that has made certain decisions from the past that wants to advance in consciousness. And the Lords of Karma take that very seriously. Very seriously. And will do everything in the world to help you to do that. So in some ways, when I say that you will wake and say, oh, that makes sense to me, it's because you had some preparation before you came into body that this is what you wanted to do. And you can be on the path or not be on the path according to what you're willing, what you are personally willing to do to benefit your soul. So here we are. Now, here we are. We're going to go up the steps, and there's many steps here into the light. What is the light? The light is infinite intelligence. You see this? This is where you're headed, to infinite intelligence. You're finite intelligent here, finite, limited, but each step you take inward becomes, you become more infinite, because the limitations are being erased because you're going within. You're getting more understanding. You're getting more revelations. Your intuition is moving quickly. You are developing other tools and equipment to take you up the steps higher and higher. As we go higher, we need to have the correct instruments, equipment, to move into higher atmosphere. So as you're moving here, In consciousness, you're becoming more conscious and more conscious with every step you're taking until you move into infinite consciousness, where you are one and absorbed in the light, but you aren't lost in it. You are individually conscious of the infinite, because you're no longer limited to finite thinking. Finite thinking belongs only to the third dimension. Higher dimensions are more infinite in intelligence, infinite in knowledge, infinite in every aspect, wider. As you can see, this is the white light that's coming down on these steps to help you to move in consciousness to be absorbed in the infinite. So you start here by saying, okay, here I've been on the third dimension. We're going to pretend like this is the third dimension. And this dimension lives in cause and effect and karma. And you have a lot of karma here. And now this little ball of karma is now going to go up the steps. You see? It's going up the steps slowly but surely. But in going up the steps, this light is coming down, shedding light on your subconscious and all the things that are stored in this little ball of consciousness, and opening up more of understanding to your soul history that eventually will shed all these little pieces of karma, shed them, and walk into the light. Now, I'm not going to kid you and tell you it's just, oh, it's just go do it. It's just one, two, three. No big problem. I would be not fair to you. It takes diligence. It takes responsibility. It takes courage. And it takes the heart's desire to know the truth. So the only way you can know the truth is to desire it. You know, I've talked to you about desires. And desires are extremely important, because once you understand God fulfills your desires, then you make your desires count to move out of the limited consciousness into infinite consciousness. But there are steps that must be taken. Because you've been evolving in the third dimension here for eons and eons of time, you've had lots of little eyes over the process of thousands and thousands of years, and they all get released. And fortunately, you don't have to look at everything. You only have to look at those things that have tugged at your soul, and you'll find out what they are, and you will cooperate in letting them go, and you will unwind your own karmic patterns. And the light shining on the karma dilutes and pushes it to conscious mind. You are no longer unconscious of your subconscious. It's no longer sub. You are beginning to be conscious of your subconscious in a conscious way. Up till now, you've been unconscious of the subconscious. It's just been dancing with you from life to life, all this big old heavy ball of karma, and you just keep going and going and going and going. And then finally, you say, I give up. I want to go within. I've tried everything. I've danced. I've done everything anybody would ever want, at least my soul wanted to do. Now, I want to go within. I want to go within. Go within means involution. And once that desire is strong enough and committed enough, because you see, you can't start walking up these stairs and get here and say, oh, it's too hard. I want to do it. Oh my God, I didn't know. It was so hard. But I don't have a life anymore. I don't, all the things that I love so much, I don't like anymore. And now I don't know what I like and what I don't like. Good. You're divesting yourself from all the things that you thought were important, because they're not important at all. They just put you in another lifetime. Boom de boom, boom de boom. Oh hum, here I am one more time in this little ball of karma. I don't know what to do. Well, you do know what to do. You commit yourself over and over and over and over again. And that is the truth. Every little step you take, there's a new commitment. Do you really want to see it all, or is this too hard? Because if it's too hard and I don't feel like any of my needs are being met on the third dimension, I hope that none of your third dimensional needs are being met, because it's all an illusion anyhow, and they can dissolve in a moment. In a moment, they can dissolve. So, you will be tested, and you've heard me say this before. This is not new news to you. How far do you want to go? You can't go up here and then say, oh my God, I didn't know I'd have to do that. So you are tested. You are given something you really don't like at all to overcome. So the ego can be destroyed, because the ego wants things for itself. It can't go up the steps, because it'll go up the steps for itself. Oh, this really looks good. More power. Look, I'll have all the power in the universe. Yay! Yay! The ego says. No, that has to be given up. And it has to be understood right now that it has to be given up. And you may go up a couple steps and you find out that the real desire in your heart is for power, so that you can manipulate the universe. Guess what? You're going to fall right down the steps. And the problem is, you'll have to start up all over again. But that's your problem, and your soul will eventually get here, because you'll, next time you go on these steps, you're going to say, oh, whoa, I better keep going. I've been here before, and when the tough got tough, I just decided I like living in the world better, and I like this spiritual journey. It's so lonely. Well, you're lonely here. Believe me, you're lonely here. You only get your needs met occasionally, and it feels so good. Only to find out at the end of the day, you don't have what you really want, which is peace and understanding. So, soul involution. Say, I want to do that, because that is what is going to free me. And I will have to be committed to it, and I will be tested. I will have opportunities to understand all the people in my life and where they've been before and why they're in my life this time. For one purpose. To free myself. To be free. To be free out of the third, and moving into a higher dimension of evolutional consciousness, involutional consciousness, cosmic consciousness. What do we want to call it? Oh, name it anything you want. It's the next dimension of beingness, pure beingness. And you're only going to know what that means. Truly means when you get there. Thank you for tuning me in. Hope I've helped you to see there's a journey here. And it's very important that you understand it is a journey that's going to set you free. But you have to be strong. You have to be courageous, fearless, to go on that journey. I welcome you. I welcome you to go on the journey with me. And I certainly have been taking you with me all the way up here. Bye-bye for now.
That was a very powerful, powerful video. And many times throughout my journey, I would ask the question, how did I get lucky to be in a spiritual school with a perfect master? Jane would say that I earned my way into this class through my past incarnations and my desire and commitment to know myself in the infinite. Moving up the steps into the light was difficult at times because I had to look into my subconscious and take responsibility for my actions. Every step revealed new pieces of karma that I needed to forgive and surrender. Forgiving others became easy, but forgiving myself was challenging beyond words. But I knew I couldn't take the next step until I did my forgiveness work. Now, there were times that I just wanted to walk away because my ego was continuously telling me that this was too hard. The more steps I took, the louder my ego became. I was in a fight for my spiritual freedom. And as the years went by, the battle continued, and little by little, my ego became a slight whisper and then silence. I became that silent place. We are here to support your commitment to becoming that silent place. We invite you to join us every Thursday evening at 7 p.m. Eastern Time for our Support for Your Journey gathering. Information is noted in the chat area below. Thank you for your loving and generous gifts. They allow us to continue this work for the expansion of consciousness for all humanity. Information for donations is also listed in the chat area below. Let us take this time to just go within, to move into the silence of our being. Just close your eyes if you feel comfortable doing so. Just relax into this moment. This is the only moment that we have. We are at peace. We're moving up into the light in every moment. And as we move through this journey, our journey, we know that we are supported and loved. Once we make that commitment, the universe opens up and moves us in new and loving ways that we know not of. We are expanding our consciousness little by little. And allowing the light to infiltrate every atom in being of our soul. We continue. To silence the ego in every moment. We are moving into a new expanded consciousness. Of love, knowledge, compassion, intuitive guidance. Every moment we express infinite knowledge. Infinite love. We are dedicated to being selfless service to all. We no longer cherish the third dimension, the drama, the opposites, the unknowing. Our heart's desire is only to be absorbed into the cosmic consciousness of the universe. We are free. And we are grateful. To have spent this moment in time together in love. Amen. And when you're comfortable, open your eyes. And thank you so much for being a part of the Center for Enlightenment. And we look forward to seeing you again next Sunday. Bye now.